This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The cut of my ear, what the hell happened here? Option 9, tear for tear, what the hell happened here? I swear it's not meant, it's such a thing. What the hell happened here? I say, what the hell happened here? I say, what the hell happened here?
But really, what the hell, dude?
All right, everybody, we're back with WTH3, your favorite nighttime soiree, with your host Lisa, that's me obviously, and then we got our boy
Matias.
I love that you always sing your name. And we're back with another wild WTH. Now this one,
what the hell happened here?
This one will really leave you scratching your head and kind of, well, really sad. I mean, all of these are sad, let's be real. I mean, this is a little bit lighter than our normal episodes, but they're still pretty damn sad.
They're all very sad and odd and the fuck is going on here type of feeling.
Right?
Like what?
Remember to rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends if you like these little ditties in between
join
our episodes.
Join our Patreon, please.
please.
We need you, we love you, we'd really appreciate you.
Please,
so,
we need some more.
Please, sir, we need some more. So, for the Queen's orders, what are we going to do? Dive right in like this?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, should I do the voice?
Do it.
All right, we're going to do the voice. Sunanda Kumararan... No. Oh, man. Hold on. I got to do this one without the voice. Sunanda Kumararitan...
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at the name. I swear to God, I'm not laughing at the name.
No, she's laughing at me trying to read it.
He's really struggling for the first time ever.
Sunanda Kumararitana.
It just says it really fast.
Sunanda Kumararitana was born
in... He's literally just saying it really fast to make it seem like he's saying
it. I got it that time. Listen.
You made my mic fall.
I dropped the mic. Drop. Oh, look, a mic drop. Bitch. Sunanda Kumararitana was born on November 10, 1860, as the daughter of King Mongkut of Siam Rama IV and Princess Consort Piam.
Why did she get the easy name?
This was in India, I would assume, obviously. We're talking about variants of names. I mean, it could be simple, it could be like same as English, you know. Lisa, Matt, you could have a name like...
No. Any name, we're a multi-part.
Guinevere. Or Georgiana.
Why are those the ones that came to your head first?
I don't know. I fucking thought of G's. I thought
of
straight up G's.
Name Anastasia. That's my favorite name.
Yes, Anastasia. That's a beautiful name.
Right? That's my first kid. So if you take it, I'll chop your balls right off your body.
I don't like... I honestly plan on having kids, so it's really a problem for me. But you come near anything on my body, I'm gonna fuck you up.
You heard it here first.
Princess Consort Piap. She was first queen consort of King Chulalongkorn Rama IV of Siam. That is his name.
You just keep running through words.
That's his name. Sound it out, Lisa. King Chulalongkorn Rama IV of Siam, and also his half-sister. All of his four wives were also his half sisters, so this dude was fooling around with his family, keeping it in the family. Nepotism's all right, I guess.
I can't breathe.
Incest is a little fucked up, man.
A little.
Yeah, man. King Mongkut had at least 82 children with various consorts and concubines. So this dude was laying a lot of pipe. He was PVC Person of the Year. But it's really messed up because a lot of these women were in his family, and that's just terrible.
I think it's back in the 1880s that was more normalized.
Oh, yeah, that makes it totally better.
wasn't this normal for, like, kings and queens to keep the royalty in their blood?
You've been watching too much Game of Thrones, I think.
I'm telling you that's real.
It is real. But still, it's also led to a lot of different issues with... Yeah, it can
with
lead...
what?
It can lead to mental issues physical deformities.
Come
and
out of incest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like... Incest is
I'm
never
not condoning
good.
It.
No such thing as pure blood. Like,
oh, well, that's what they say. That's what happened back in the day. That's why they did it. They wanted to keep the blood in the kingdom.
Well, those motherfuckers were dumb. So, he had 82 kids. He clearly wasn't aware of birth control or condoms, any of that. So, Sunanda Kumaratana had a daughter on August 12th, 1878, named Kanaborn Bharatana. And she was pregnant again when tragedy struck.
Again in May. Everything bad happens in May.
What the hell, man?
Isn't that weird? That's one of my ex's birthdays.
While on the way to Summer Palace, Bang Pa In, in the royal boat, she and her daughter were traveling on capsized. There were many onlookers who witnessed the capsizing but were unable to help. They were forbidden from touching the queen on pain of death, even if it meant that they couldn't save her life. They were instructed to do nothing by a guard on another boat, though he was later punished for the strict view of the law in such circumstances. Sad that this tragedy could have been avoided other than just...
So literally they were said that they were not even allowed to help because they weren't allowed to touch
her physically.
The queen. So they couldn't pull her out of the water. So they literally all stood around and watched her drown. And the guards were like, don't fucking touch her. Why couldn't the guards, wouldn't the guards be like an exception to that rule?
You'd think so. I mean, what, were they all standing there with their iPhones out?
1880s. Yeah, isn't that wild though? What the hell happened here? Can you imagine drowning, needing someone's help, and literally there's like tons of people around you, not one of them can help you because they're told that they'll be like punished? It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That's what that is. That's some craziness. And that's WTH3 for you right there, folks. It's just nonsense. If I'm ever drowning, please rip me out of wherever I am. You have permission to touch whatever you need to get me out of that water. Only if it's necessary to get me out of the water, though. But I'm a good swimmer. I was lifeguard once upon a time. But that was our WTH3. It was a short one, but I thought it was pertinent to the what the hell happened here. Because really, what the hell happened here?
We all want
to
know what the hell happened.
I want to know what the punishment they were threatened with.
Somebody write a letter back in time and give us a straight answer.
Right? Because, like, what punishment would be that bad that you would listen to the guard who says don't touch her when she's clearly drowning? And because, like, wouldn't you think someone would do it anyways?
If life were a Disney movie, he'd have dove in, save her.
And sang a song.
Won her heart, stolen her away from the prince who threatened to kill him for doing that, and they would have ruled some other country.
Yeah, there you go. It would be like Frozen. What? That's not the plot of Frozen. But it's just so interesting, because it's like apparently the guard got in trouble afterwards. I wonder what his punishment was. I wonder if he's like put to death. How ironic would that be?
Oh, that's one of these things we ain't never gonna know.
Nope. But thank you for joining us today on our episode of What the Hell Happened Here. We are so happy you have come to join us. Remember, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your fam. If you're really feeling nice, you know, scrounge up 4 quarters and put them towards our podcast every month. Just a month. $1 a month. That's 3 cents per day, my friends. 3 cents per day.
Hey, we could use it. We'd appreciate you all. God bless you.
We love you. Good night.
We'll be right back. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.